Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, when something in our life doesn't seem to make sense and has us questioning God, I think of Job, who at one point in his suffering came to see God as his enemy. Is there ever a point where we should rewind, dig back into the scripture, and check our theology for an error?
Absolutely. If you are a professing Christian, if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and treasure, and therefore have been adopted into the family of God such that now all things work together for your good and God is your Father, it is sin to think of him as your enemy. He is the enemy of those who are perishing. He was your enemy once upon a time. If while we were enemies, Christ died for us, he is not your enemy now. And therefore, it must be owing to either a spiritual or a theological flaw that we would begin to interpret God's fatherly discipline, as it's called in Hebrews 12, as the judge's punishment in prison or flogging. There's a huge difference between a father who disciplines a child for his good and a judge who sends a person to jail or to the electric chair. And Jesus bore all of our judgment. We do not, according to John 5:24, come into judgment. We don't come into judgment. It's past. Jesus bore the judgment. We have a Father now, and everything is mercy that flows our way. So he should never be viewed as our enemy.
And perhaps going to one step more of difficulty, if we are the friend to that person who is suffering, how do we determine when it's best to be silent? And with fear and trembling, how do we recognize if we are being called to do a little theological redirection?
I think that is determined by, number one, your track record with the person. Do they trust you? Have you established a relationship with them? That's one thing. And the more relationship there is there, the more you can do freely with them. And I think it flows from what they're saying. Are they quiet and incapable of conversation right now on that level? Or are they asking concrete questions, and do they manifest an intellectual and emotional wherewithal to press on with a conversation? Or, thirdly, you might just discern this person has been in a funk too long and they just might need to be confronted. Shake it off. You are acting as though God were not your Father. Let me tell you something about how much God loves you. You're acting like, let me tell you the story. You've heard this story probably, Bob, but Martin Luther married Katie. Katie is a really feisty lady. Martin has his ups and downs. She comes down one morning, and Martin is in a funk, and he's absolutely miserable. So she goes upstairs and puts on black clothing as though she were at a funeral. She comes down, and he says, "What are you wearing that for?" He says, "Well, because God has died." And Luther explodes, "God has not died. He's alive and on the throne." And she says, "Well, then why are you acting as though God were dead?" So there she is in his discouraged, despondent condition, using some pretty abrupt and confrontive strategy. I thought that was pretty smart of her. And sometimes we just need to get tough with people. Say, shape up. You're a Christian. God is your Father. Get out of this.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.